Kristen.
Oh, I'm going to take a second and brag about myself for just a moment here on the Brent Megas Show while we're commercial free. Honestly, I'm telling this story just because it meant a lot to me. And then also just to remind you that sometimes like the nicest compliments in the entire world are these little moments that you have. Because you just get busy and you forget to say these things to people. So if you have someone in your life to do this to kick off the weekend, I guarantee we'll make their weekend. So my mother-in-law was in town for the last couple of days helping us out with some stuff and watching our kids. And while we had a lot going on. And so she was kind of like in the mom and dad game for a second. And I love my mother-in-law. I really do. But I feel like she was like not in the same mom and dad shape. Because at the end of the day, she was exhausted every single day. Like, literally, we'd be like, when we put the kids to bed, my wife and I will watch, like, literally only, like, 30 minutes of TV. And we'd be like, you know, Grandma, do you want to watch 30 minutes of TV? She'd be like, no, I'm going to bed. She didn't even have the 30 minutes of TV in her. And she loves TV. Mm. She watches everything. We call her the old lady who watches a lot of TV. That's her nickname. So for her to turn down TV, you knew she was tired. And I think she got a glimpse of it one of the last days. It was like when it was like 100 degrees on like Wednesday before she left. It was like 100 degrees. We went to this park and we come back. And after the park, my son loves to go what we call an after dinner walk. Him and I go on an after dinner walk and my wife puts our 1-year-old down. She gets her ready for bed. And then my son, who's 3, stays up a little bit later. So we go on an after dinner walk. He eats a popsicle. We chat at the local football field and track. He rides his bike and we hang out together. And it's this really cool father-son moment we do. And Grandma had been going with us when she was visiting. And we get back from the park, it's 100 degrees, and he goes, Dad, are you ready to go on our after dinner walk? And I was like, sure, bud, go get your popsicle, get your shoes on, and I'll go. And my mother-in-law looks at me, and she goes, and this is literally the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. She goes, you're a really great dad.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what? She goes, most dads, after being up from 3 o'clock in the morning and coming back in from the park and being up since 3 a.m. and being out in the 100-degree weather, like, we're skipping the after-dinner walk. She's like, I've been here the last 5 days. From the moment you walk in, you're all about those kids. And it's really cool to see, Brett.
That's awesome.
I was like, you know, like, you want your, like, in-laws to see you because you're like, yes. I married your daughter.
Right.
And for her to say that, like, honestly, been here the last 5 days. And just, like, how involved you are, and most dads would have skipped it. Most dads would have watched TV. You are just constantly whatever your kids need. And I was like, that was such a cool moment. She just looked at me and said that. It was such a cool moment between her and I because he was off in the room. Everyone was gone doing their thing. It was just her and I. And she was like, I just have seen it the last 5 days of being here, just how you are nonstop with them.
It's also cool that she's like recognizing a simple thing you're doing. Yes. It's not like you're going above and beyond and doing something crazy and she's like, wow, you're a great dad. It's like, no, you're going on a walk with your son, something you do every day. Like, that is so cool.
And then just to reinstill that, like, basically it's my wife who does it all, I'm sure. But on our after dinner walk yesterday, because she had gone home and it was just him and I, and he goes, Dad, thanks for being such a great dad. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, did you say thanks for being such a great dad? He's like, yeah, like, I really do appreciate that, Dad. It's like, are you 3? How old are you, Rick? So if my 3-year-old can do it, just tell somebody you appreciate them today. Just those little things. Like, you're a great dad just means like a world of a difference. And it was like the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. You know, I've peaked, guys. It's over. Cardinals tickets are coming her way. Hannah is off today. And so we decided to play one of Hannah's favorite games because she's off. What better thing to do? We're going to play 3 in a row, You Go, for Cardinals tickets in 3 minutes right after Gaga while we're commercial free on Y98 St. Louis.